This is a kind of which side are you on moment for journalists. Will they defend the rights and liberties of the many communities under threat? Muslims, women, those reliant on government assistance? Will they keep alive a space for dissent and critical questioning in the face of a White House that declares itself indifferent to rules about conflict of interest, to pick one, and that threatens revenge on those it calls enemies? Let's just say signs bode poorly. One sign, the editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal, Gerard Baker, told Meet the Press that it wouldn't be objective to use the word lie to refer to patently false statements from Donald Trump. That would imply a deliberate intent to mislead, Baker explained, and that's lacking, in his view, in things like Trump's claim that thousands and thousands of Muslim Americans celebrated the attacks of September 11, 2001. It's up to the reader, he contended, to weigh that statement against the fact that nobody has ever found any evidence of it whatsoever. The Journal has run articles containing criticism of Trump. That's presumably why he called it a piece of garbage at a campaign rally. Baker called that strange tough love, suggesting he has a creative relationship to language generally. Note, this isn't a new thing. In 2004, Fair reported a talk in which the New York Times' Elizabeth Buemiller and Susan Page of USA Today detailed how they construct absurd word salads to avoid breaking what they present as a firm rule. In Buemiller's words, you can't say the president is lying. Quote, you can say Mr. Bush's statement was not factually accurate. You can't say the president is lying. That's a judgment call. Close quote. Over the increasingly outraged murmurs of the audience of journalism students, Page underscored that idea, adding, quote, I think it's much more powerful to say, however, the president's statement did not reflect the record, close quote. Keep in mind, both outlets are comfortable saying other people are lying. It's only when it comes to some of the most powerful people on the planet that the rules change. Another sign, The Washington Post's Paul Farhi reports that the nation's newspapers are stumped by even conservative columnists' unwillingness to endorse Donald Trump or his ideas. And rather than explore and explain that, they think the answer is to dig up folks who will. We struggled to find voices that would advocate for Trump, the New York Times editorial page editor says. I'm still waiting for pro-Trump op-eds to come in, says his counterpart at the Des Moines Register. Our editor ought to be aggressively seeking smart, articulate people who have positive things to say, says the LA Times. USA Today solved the problem, we're told, by getting Trump and Pence themselves to write for them. Maybe the New York Times will adopt that strategy, given its editor's statement that his paper could have done better. And of a piece with that, NBC has decided that in seeking talent for their news division, a good place to look is Fox News. Megyn Kelly will soon host a daytime news show, anchor an in-depth Sunday night news show, and take part in NBC's special political programming and event coverage. Kelly was subjected to the creepy predations of Fox head Roger Ailes and, of course, was the target of Donald Trump for daring to broach his overt sexism in a debate question. But one wonders what was so attractive about her journalistic record. Was it the doggedness reflected in the 45 segments she dedicated to conspiracy mongering that the new Black Panther Party was carrying out a campaign of voter intimidation and anti-white racism, all of it green-lighted by the Justice Department? Or her repeated dismissal of racism as a factor in police violence, a topic she often discussed with favored guest, the LAPD's Mark Furman? Or her reference to the, quote, anti-cop thug mentality, close quote, she detected in Black communities. Or maybe it was the journalistic mettle Kelly evidenced with her insistence that Santa Claus is white. She was firm on that one, adding, quote, Jesus was a white man, too. He's a historical figure, and that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa, close quote. Yes, Santa is white. And Trump can be a newspaper source on Trump, and there's no such thing as a president lying. Buckle up. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.